It's Sunday, December 10th, the second Sunday of Advent. We begin today with a quote from St. Teresa of Calcutta, known the world over as Mother Teresa. She shared these thoughts when she accepted the Nobel Peace Prize on this day in 1970. Let us keep that joy of loving Jesus in our hearts and share that joy with all we come in touch with. And that radiating joy is real, for we have no reason not to be happy because we have Christ with us. Christ in our hearts, Christ in the poor that we meet, Christ in the smile that we give, and the smile that we receive. Today in our Gospel, we hear about the angel Gabriel's visit to Mary. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 29. 5 months have passed since Luke's previous scene with Zechariah. The site now shifts to the northern town of Nazareth, where the angel Gabriel appears to Mary. Mary's reaction is much like Zechariah's. She is troubled, afraid. In Scripture, fear is a standard reaction to divine visitations. That can be my reaction too. There are moments when I sense God's presence. It can happen at unexpected times and places. At home, at work, waiting in line, driving, doing anything, anywhere. The trouble is, I'm not so sure I want God as part of my regular life. Not that my life is bad, but I'd like to clean it up a bit, or meet God at a special spot, like maybe a church, or off in the woods. The Lord reached out to Peter and Andrew while they were fishing, Zacchaeus when he was up in a tree, Matthew when he was working at his customs post, the criminal when he was hanging next to him on the cross. This is Advent, which means a coming. I celebrate not only the coming of Jesus at Bethlehem, but the Lord coming into my life, my real life. Lord, remind me that you are with me, all day, everywhere. You are in my heart and visible in the faces of those I encounter throughout my day, most especially the poor.